Thank you and good afternoon. Let's start off with a live cricket update, and the Dolphins are currently on 217 for 6 on day 3 of their 4-day franchise clash, franchise match against the Titans in Centurion. This means that they have a lead of 178 with 4 wickets remaining in their second innings. That's after they bowled the home side out for 308, which was in reply to the Dolphins 269 all out after they had won the toss and elected to bat first, and Von van Jaarsveld struck 67 for the visitors in their second innings. In rugby, there is a lot at stake in tomorrow's top of the table Currie Cup clash between Western Province and the Sharks at Newlands, which kicks off at 2 p.m. Both teams have won all 4 of their matches so far, but Province are top of the log with a superior points difference, and while they've both already qualified for the semis, they know that the team who finishes in a higher position will not only get a home semi-final but a possible home final too if they qualify. And Province captain Chris Fansell says they know what's at stake and says they've prepared very well to get this far.
Well, I think what we've done this year is maybe a bit different to what we've previously done, but we've, and this has not been from the management, the players themselves have set specific goals and what we wanted to achieve. So this was always part of our plan to get to a stage where we would hopefully have the home final in our, you know, in our grasp. So it's definitely something that's not a surprise to us.
That's actually the only Currie Cup clash of this weekend, their Western Province up against the Sharks at Newlands. And in football, Banyana Banyana's COSAFA Cup title defence has seen them break into the top 50 of the latest FIFA rankings. Banyana are now ranked number 50th in the world and 4th on the continent. The USA continue to lead the way, followed by Germany, England, France and Canada. And the 2018 National Indigenous Games are drawing to a close today, and Team KwaZulu-Natal remains confident that they'll be able to defend their national championship status. KZN Chief de Mission Ndipiwe Ngidi is happy with how the team has improved this year, adding that there is no code where they have not collected medals. And Ngidi says the difference in his province is preparation, as they do not focus on any particular code or province, but all of them.
In 2018, if I compare with 2017, 2018 is much, much better. By now, we are already on the green. I think the difference between us and number 2 is going to be a huge difference. Last year it was just a small margin, but this year I'm looking at the results. I think in Morabaraba we got gold, silver and bronze. In each and every code, let me say, we do have a medal.
And in golf, it is advantage the United States after the first session of the 2018 Ryder Cup at Le National Golf Course on the outskirts of Paris. It was the 4 balls this morning, and in the 4 balls, you eat your own ball and the best score counts. The U.S. pairing of Ricky Fowler and Dustin Johnson clinched the first point of the competition, beating the pairing of rookie Thorbjørn Olsen and an out-of-sorts Rory McIlroy. Brooks Koepka and Tony Finau won 3 of the final 6 holes to seal a point against world number 2 Justin Rose and John Rahm. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas got the better of Paul Casey and Tyrell Hatton to claim a 3rd point for the Americans, and the first team to get to 14.5 points will clinch the Ryder Cup, and for the defender, of course, 14 points will retain the cup there. The foursomes are now underway, and that's where players use the same balls and hit alternate shots, and we'll continue to give you updates throughout the afternoon. And finally, in Formula 1 news, Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel set the pace in the first practice for the Russian Grand Prix with a quarter of the 20 car starting grid already facing penalties for Sunday's race. The German lap the Sochi circuit with the best time of 1 minute 34.488 seconds, with Red Bull's Max Verstappen a mere 0.050 second of a second slower, and championship leader Lewis Hamilton 3rd for Mercedes. That's where we'll leave the sport for now. I'll have another update just after 4:30. I'm Thabiso Musia for SAFM Sport.